Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide. Well, hey, guys, how y'all doing today? Listen, we are excited to have you joining us here again for another awesome and phenomenal show. You don't want to move, I'm telling you. And a matter of fact, you want to tell some friends, hey, jump on and listen to this show anywhere on the internet. You can listen. You can listen in. We'd love to have you. Let me tell you about tonight's show. So we're starting the top of the hour out with someone who is certainly a friend to the show, a supporter of the show, a sponsor of the show. You've heard her commercials. Well, listen, she is sitting on the other side of the mic. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. We're going to be talking to LaTonya Boyd. She's a missionary. She's an empowerment coach. She's a transformation strategist. She's an international radio personality and best-selling author. And today's focus of the interview is about her upcoming release, her first children's Christian fiction. Oh, my goodness, I got a chance, an opportunity to preview a chapter or two, and it was really, really good. And it's entitled Faith Learns the Power of Prayer. So you want to stick around to make sure you hear all about it. And again, Faith, we call her online, and I know you've seen her on Twitter and on Facebook, Faith a Believer. Yes, that is missionary LaTonya Boyd. So we're going to be chatting up with her in the first segment, and then we're going to move into the second segment. This is our artist spotlight, and as you know, we love to spotlight up-and-coming new artists. So we're going to be chatting it up with a gentleman who is really in that emerging young artist category that's going to be the next generation of gospel megastars. I'm telling you what, you want to count in. You want to keep your eye on Joshua Gortman. Listen, musically we call him LFC, which stands for Lyricist for Christ. So we're going to be chatting up with him about his music ministry, upcoming singles. We're going to let you take a sneak peek of a single that he has out, and you get to hear all about it. And then in our third segment, we like to call it Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. Yeah. We're going to be chatting up with Pastor Jewel Veronica Allen, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland. We're my Baltimore friends. We're my Maryland friends. I know y'all hanging in there with me. Listen, Jewel is a highly sought-after speaker. She really has her own unique and dynamic and entertaining way of motivating others. She's the founder of Four Women Only Incorporated, and so we're going to hear all about her organization. She has a Bachelor's of Science degree in Social Science, a Master of Science degree in Human Services Administration. She's a member of Celebrate Life, Inc., and a proud member of the Women Advisory Affairs Council, and she's married, has a beautiful daughter, so certainly she's an inspiration to women. So we're going to be chatting it up in the third segment with Jewel Veronica Allen. Again, thank you for all those that are tuning in, hanging in on the phone lines, those are listening in from Twitter. Hey, twitter.com/Charvette. Thanks for those that are tweeting up with me, those listening from Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and those listening from Charvette, my mobile app, and from just charvette.com. We appreciate you. All right, so let's move right on into our first segment again. No stranger at all to the show, supporter of the show, friend of the show, LaTonya Boyd is joining us. I'm bringing her up to the mic. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room, and I saw that she posted on Facebook. She's been enjoying the green room. LaTonya Boyd, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Why, thank you, my sister. I am so excited to be here. OM to the G. Yes, I'm in the green room. I was enjoying some of your virtual snacks. Thank you very much.
Yes. Listen, I'm going to use that O to the M to the G. I'm going to use that. Oh, my goodness. So what does it feel like being on the other side of the mic? Because normally you are the interviewer, and so now you have switched hats and you are the interviewee. What does it feel like?
But I'm adjusting rather well, and I'm becoming a little more comfortable in being on the other side of the mic. And but, you know, God is just awesome. You know, he doesn't make us one-dimensional, but we're able to be multifaceted, multi-talented, and be able to do this. So this feels good.
It feels good. All right. I love it. I love it. All right. So let's jump in. And certainly I want to give a shout out. Hey, Valerie Denise, who's listening in from Facebook. She's like, hey, I'm here. We want to give a shout out. We love our listeners. We love them, love them, love them. All right. So let's talk about this new venture you have. And certainly we know your work as an author from Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day. My listeners have heard the commercials and all that good stuff. But now you've moved into the children's Christian fiction genre. So what made you decide to write a book that would be targeted to children?
Awesome. Great question, my sister. Well, you know, I had this on the back burner, and I've had it written for quite some time, and God allowed me to go ahead and, I don't know if you can hear me, blow the dust off of it and, and go ahead and put it out there. You know, it was a challenge. Like you said, you know, my first book being a devotional and now moving into the realm of a Christian fiction children's author is definitely exciting. And you mentioned at the top of the show how you had the opportunity to go ahead and read some of the books and was blessed by it. So I'm really excited. I'm getting great feedback with the book, Faith Learns the Power of Prayer. It is a book about a young girl and the relationship she has with her grandmother. It's mm-hmm. a powerful book that emphasizes the importance of putting the Lord first in whatever steps you take. This book will says that there is nowhere the Lord cannot hear your prayers. And, you know, the Bible also tells us, you know, one plants, one waters, but God sends the increase. So
yeah.
As you get to turn the pages of Faith Learns the Power of Prayer, you know, the seeds that are being planted because of the relationship that she has with her grandmother, these seeds are being planted in her, and she's able to use what God has given her grandmother to impart on to her. So it's definitely an exciting journey in this book. You know, your faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And you're able to read the first chapter of the book if you log on to the website of LHBbook.com.
Oh.
You'll have an opportunity to go ahead and read the first chapter of the book.
Wonderful. So a complimentary chapter that's available for the readers. And I'm telling you, it will pull you in. Give them the website one more time.
Absolutely. It's LHBOYD.com.
All right. And if you're like, I didn't catch that, listen, if you're listening from Charvette.com, I have her the picture of the book right there, and the website is right under the book, so you can go there for your complimentary first chapter that's available for you. So the book opens up, the story opens up with Faith, who is the young girl that's the main character, and they've lived with the grandmother, you know, all her life, and now the family has fallen on hard times, and they're unable to take care of the grandmother. And so Faith's family has sold the house and they've moved, and now Faith and the family are trying to adjust to these new surroundings, you know, and pulling on God for some help there. So I think there are a lot of families that probably could relate to that, with a lot of our parents, our grandparents, our elders living longer, you know, with the economy perhaps not where some would like them to be, and they've had to make some tough choices as far as elder care. So talk a little bit about that. Did you do any research in that area, or do you just know people who kind of had to deal with this situation?
Well, I'm walking in that situation now where I have to take, I'm taking care of, helping to assist in taking care of my dad. And having my granddaughter with me, and again, planting those seeds of faith. You know, you have faith as small as a mustard seed, and just begin to plant those seeds and begin to walk out this journey of faith and, you know, and living. And in the book, you'll see the transformation and just her gravitating on prayer. And, you know,
yeah.
Faith without works is dead. And so you'll see that as you turn the pages within this book. And the book is geared for young people, children, because it is a children, Christian fiction children's book. From the ages, I would say, from about 5 to maybe about 14, who can definitely relate to it. It's great tools for study, or a great tool just to open up the conversation of prayer. Now, prayer doesn't have to be too deep. And that's what the grandmother teaches. I don't want to give away too much.
Right, right.
But that's what the grandmother tells you. You don't have to be too deep. But, you know, just to look on to God in anything that you have or any struggles or any opposition that you may come up against, if you can depend on the word of God and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added on to you. Now, I don't want to give too much. But
right, right. So I love that. No, though, that's good. That's good. So that the listeners, it'll whet their appetite for the book. And if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. So hello to those that are coming in from Twitter and from Facebook and Charvette.com and hanging out on the phone lines, listening in. We are glad to have you. And this is our author spotlight, and we're excited to have LaTonya Boyd online. She's known as Faith a Believer, but LaTonya Boyd, empowerment coach, best-selling author, radio personality, just checking in here with us, talking about her new book, Faith Learns the Power of Prayer. All right, so LaTonya, is the book available now? When, or if it's not available now, when can we purchase it?
Well, you can pre-order the book. The book will be available at the end of this month. It will be available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Paperback, Kindle, ebook, and so that way you can take the book on the go. I'll also have the capability of signing and autographing your Kindle copy. And if you stay tuned to the website and subscribe to our mailing list at latboyd.com, you can pre-order your paperback right there online.
Oh, wow, you're fancy. You just make it available for all options, right? So you snatch away excuses. So I love that. What was the most rewarding part about writing this book, Faith Learns the Power of Prayer? Again, a fiction, you know, what was the most rewarding?
That's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked me that, Charvette. It's leaving a legacy. I mentioned, you know, I have my granddaughter here, and just leaving that legacy for her to glean from and what God has placed in me. And so she'll be able to have that book and everything else that I do just to leaving a legacy. I find that it's very important that we leave a legacy for our kids or for our family and for those who come after us, you know, to stand on our shoulders and can glean from the well of knowledge or wisdom that we may have. So that's what this book is all about for me personally. It was leaving that legacy, and the title of Faith Learns the Power of Prayer. People ask me, where did you get the title? Well, most people know me as Faith, a Believer. What's Faith, a Believer? I'm a woman of faith and a believer of God's word. And
yeah.
So this title was birthed out of me of having, you know, I talked about that mustard seed of faith, just having that faith. You know, we don't have that faith, we can't move and drive forward in this journey we call life. It's our faith. And those mothers in the church would say, you know, how did I get over? How did they get over? It was their faith and their trust and their relationship with God. And that's what you'll see in this book, the relationship that the grandmother had with God and then how she's imparting that wisdom and knowledge to her granddaughter, Faith, and having that same walk. Different walk, but the same premise is there.
Yeah. Oh, that's well said, and it's so important that we instill that in our children. There are so many influences that they have through media, through TV, through radio, through other things that pull on their attention, pull on their decision-making skills, and so I think this is a great opportunity to pick this up, get a hold of this, get the pre-order. You know what? Kids are going to be back in school soon, so you need to have them in the reading mode anyway. Would you say this is great to read with your child, or you think a little bit, so like the 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds certainly can take this and run off and read by themselves, but maybe the younger ages, is it a great kind of bedtime book you sit down and read with them?
Absolutely. I would definitely recommend, you know, you can read it with your child, boy, girl, you know, niece, nephew, godchild. Definitely. And open the doors for conversation.
Yeah.
Open the doors where there's questions, you know, the kids may have. And so this opens the door for that. And so definitely the older kids, have, they'll read it, you know, they'll jot down their thoughts or ask their questions. But definitely for the younger kid, you mentioned something, you know, because the Bible does tell us to train up a child in the way they should go. And I'm paraphrasing, so when he is old, he shall not depart too far from it. And so, again, it's those seeds that we're planting. It's that quality time that we're setting with our kids and training up our kids and just having that conversation, just talking. And I think it's very important for us to have that quality time or family time or building that relationship between the mother and daughter, father and daughter, whatever the case may be, just building that quality time and opening up the doors to chat and talk.
You know, that's good. I like that.
I'm sorry. I cut you off. When we were growing up, you know, that used to be the saying that, you know, kids should be seen and not heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the era that I grew up. Kids should be seen and not heard. Well, I kind of switched that off when I had my children. No, they have a voice. God speaks to everyone. If he can speak to a donkey, he can speak to any and everyone. And, you know, he can use any and everyone. And so I believe the kids do have a voice. I'm not saying be disobedient or be disrespectful, but I do believe the kids do have a voice and are able to speak their voice. You know, we're already battling the enemy because he seeks out to destroy us. Anyway, let's give them the opportunity to speak how they feel, what's going on inside of them, and not keep it bottled up. There's so much that you mentioned that's going on in the world that kids are just keeping it to themselves and not having an outlet, you know, to talk and to speak freely or speak their mind without being disrespectful.
Good. That's good right there. And so, listeners, let this new children's Christian fiction short story be a conversation starter or keep the conversation going if you already have it going. Faith Learns the Power of Prayer. LaTanya Boyd, tell us one more time how they can connect with you online and also all of your social media networking sites.
Absolutely. It's one-stop shop. Log on to the website of latboyd.com. I'm also on Twitter under @FaithABeliever or Spiritual Food RA. I'm on Facebook under author, LATANY, Boyd, BOYD. And you can connect with me there. I would love to connect with your listening audience. And if you once a book is available, please, I want to hear back from you. Feel free to write your review, connect with me, write your book review on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I would definitely like to hear from you and see how the book has impacted you. And some people who have read it already have said, you know, remind me of my relationship with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things like that. So things begin to stir up and remind us of different things that we might have taken for granted.
All right. Wonderful. Well, listen, our time just flew by, but it was great to chat with you and just to share about your upcoming children's book. And we'll just keep connecting with you online.
Absolutely. I want to thank you again for being one of our top influencers of Fab Virtual Tours. We greatly appreciate and support the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Love you, my sister. Thank you.
Oh, love you, too. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, listen, don't go anywhere. We have a very, very quick commercial break, and we're coming up with our second segment. Our second segment is an artist spotlight, Joshua Gortman. Listen, musically, he's known as LFC, a lyricist for Christ. You don't want to budge. You don't want to move. A matter of fact, jump on Twitter, jump on Facebook. Tell him what you're listening to. Tell him to tune in right now. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, my main website, charvette.com. Oh, and my mobile app, that's under Charvette. Listen, we're moving right on in now to our next segment, our Artist Spotlight, LFC, Lyricist for Christ. He's hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing him up to the mic. Listen, he's a multi-talented singer, songwriter, producer, OMG. He has new music out. He's an emerging gospel megastar. You want to keep your eye on him. He's the president of the Five Towns College Gospel Choir, and he's been had the opportunity really to open up for people like Bishop Hezekiah Walker and other people. And listen, he's on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show here today to share about his music ministry. Coming to the mic right now, LFC, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Glad to have you on the show and to chat about your music ministry.
Yes. My music ministry is growing. It's special. All the opportunity that's being placed in my life right now is really groundbreaking, and I love it.
Wonderful. So tell us how you came up with, and I know everyone asked this, and I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon, Lyricist for Christ, the LFC. How did you come up with that?
I was in my room. I had to be in college, and I was sitting trying to figure out what was going on and what was the name, because I knew I didn't want to be known as my real self. I wanted to go in as something that God really called me to do and be a writer and be a writer of books for the kingdom of God. So I wanted to take that route and say Lyricist for Christ.
All right. And so how would you describe your sound of music, your sound of delivery?
My sound, my delivery, it would have to be R&B, hip-hop-ish type of approach,
okay.
Maybe a little bit of jazz, but I don't like to put too much on it, because if you tell an artist to paint, you're not just going to say black and white. You're gonna
mm-hmm.
want to use all the colors in the world, so that's what I call it.
All right. Don't put you in a box, in other words. Don't box
yeah.
you in. Into a specific genre. Okay, so I saw on YouTube that you had a chance to just like sing almost, it was like impromptu O'Malley music. Tell us about that. And we've had him on the show before, so he's a great guy.
Yes. Well, that was so amazing. It was pretty much the best thing in my life musically that happened, you know, to sing with such an inspiration as Molly. It really brought me to a creativity that I never had before, and ever since then, I've been creating, and doors have been open, opportunities have been placed to me, and I can't be thankful enough for it. It's just a blessing.
Yeah, a blessing. And so let's talk about what or who inspires you. So certainly, you know, there are many things. If you are influenced by either R&B, jazz, all of that, are there certain inspirational artists that influence you or other types of artists that have influenced your work?
Yes, I would have to say of course, Molly Music. Kiara shared in her new sound. It's really breaking gospel up into a crazy dynamic. And I would have to say, I guess on the flip side, it would have to be producer-wise, it would be like Leslie and such like that, some stuff like that. I know I don't want to be too, you know, off the wall, but, you know, those people created so much energy and love for the music. It's just a seeing how they love it and seeing how they take care of it is great.
Okay, I love that. I love that. Now, I want to talk about Without Faith, which is the upcoming new single. So tell us, you know, how did you put that together, the writers, all that good stuff?
Actually, the producer of that is my great friend Brandon Wilson. He came to me. We were sitting around in the studio. He said, "Man, I got something for you." So I started listening to it, and it really motivated me to spring out a word. You know, since the EP is coming out, the Lyricist Equals Will EP is coming out in February. You wanted to do something different, and it sparked up to come out to Without Faith. And Without Faith, it really illustrates, as LaTanya Boyd was saying, about losing your faith, and you really want to keep your faith in times like this, because people always lose their self and they don't have the drive and the commitment to do the thing that they want to do through Christ. And Without Faith talks about everything.
And you know what? When you just said that, it just clicked. See, I couldn't have planned the show any better. That the first guest, her book is about faith. Your single's about faith. I mean, I couldn't have even planned that any better. That's God ordained right there. God, He orchestrates our lives. So, that's awesome. When will that be available for people to grab a hold of?
Without Faith will be on the EP, which is dropping on February. I wanted to give a snippet out, you know, just to everybody to get onto it and really get a listen to the future EP. I have more stuff coming soon. I have a single called "Forgive Me" that's ready to come out, and you know the song "Never Run Away" that's been out for about a week. And when it hits, it's a powerful song. It's talking about never running away from the will of God and always staying in there and making sure everything is okay within your ministry.
We're going to let listeners hear "Never Run Away," and it is hot. I really like the vibe of that. I really like the vibe. So listeners, don't go anywhere. We're going to let you hear that in just a few minutes so you can hear for yourself the sound of his music ministry. So "Never Run Away." Tell listeners how they can connect with you online, your website, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Well, on my website, everything is on it, so you can catch me at lyricistforchrist.com, and my Twitter is there, my Instagram is there, so you can get everything off the website, and my contact information and whatever messages you want to display to me, I will get back to you. So everything is on the website, lyricistforchrist.com.
Wonderful. And if you're listening from Charvette.com or you know how to get to Charvette.com quicker, I have the link there with his picture and the link right under the picture. So very simple. And I've also tweeted and tagged on Facebook, so those are easy connection points as well. So I don't want to leave out that you are a PK, a preacher's kid.
Yes, everybody
can't always ever get away. Can't ever get away from that, right? Have you ever had, have you always thought, well, I'm going to do something in ministry? Number one, either I have to, or I just have ministry inbred in me because of, you know, growing up with parents in ministry. Was it something that you wanted to do, or you felt like, well, I got to pick something and do something anyway?
Well, it's funny that you say that. Well, it's the opposite way. I was always in church, but I never grasped it. It was always there. I never grasped it. It was just 3 years. Later, 3 years ago, I got saved and really impacting my ministry and my music and stuff like that. So it was really a choice for me because I had a story when I got healed, and my parents has always been there, and I got healed from a groundbreaking sickness that I had suffered, and it really impacted my life and changed my views on things. That's
my
why
God.
I make songs like "Never Run Away" and "Without Faith," because without that faith that I had when I was sick, I would never made it. So it's,
and it was a faith you had to have on your own. You couldn't
yes,
lean.
Yes,
really
it's
an
own
parents.
Faith. It's an own spiritual
yeah.
work. It's an own personal relationship. People, you know, we try to, you know, get from parents down type of relationship and everything. But it's your own relationship. It's your own contact with God that you want to really present to everybody. And that's what I'm trying to do in the purest form that I can.
And you know what? Wow, this generation needs you. You know, we, the kingdom, needs you. Your swagger, just as you are, you know,
yeah,
you can reach
exactly.
people that other people cannot reach. So I just want to encourage you to do it how God has given it to you, and keep the swag, keep all whatever you have going on, because you're going to be able to reach people and impact people that other people can't reach. So.
Yeah,
shout out to you there. Any tips you have for other PKs? Maybe there's some PKs that are listening. Maybe they're in that 16, 18. Maybe
yeah.
they're older than that. And any advice you would give to PKs just
yeah.
to, you know, help them?
So some advice I would give to them is, well, my parents never pressured me to ever, you know, do anything. It was just an open relationship, an open choice. And I want to give the PKs, I guess, choose and continue to be as pure as you can, and don't feel pressured by any situation or any, you know, generational procedure. You know, since my father's a pastor, I have to be a pastor. Be you, and,
yeah.
and be creative and love God and let God culminate your life to whatever He wants it to be, not whatever somebody else wants it to be. Be pure and be creative and be the person that God ordained you to be. That's what I want to say.
That's good advice right there from LFC. And you know what? We could all can jump on that advice free of charge. We didn't even charge you guys for that. But in turn, we want you to keep your eye on him so you can pick up all his projects. Everything that comes out, pick it up. Do you have any events or anything of that nature you want to shout out while you're on air?
Events I want to shout out.
And I know I just threw that at you.
Yeah, I'm trying to put it together. I have some events coming up, I think about next month at
and if they go to your main website,
they
can keep up with everything
on,
there, right?
Yeah, everything will be posted on the website, on lyricistforchrist.com.
Perfect, so if you just go there,
everything will be
you
there.
Can,
so if you view that, events will be posted and everything.
Wonderful. And so the goal of my show, this is my last question, before we play Never Run Away, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
What motivates me is to try to keep the best relationship with God that I can. You know, try to be as pure and as real as I can to God as He has been to me. And that's what really motivates me in the music right now.
Well said, well said. Ladies and gentlemen, LFC, Lyricist for Christ, lyricistforchrist.com. Again, I've tweeted, and I've also Facebook, and it's on my main website, so very easy connection points. And we're going to let you hear right now, Never Run Away, and I know you're going to like it. LFC, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you, Charvette. Thank you. Virginia's on.
Virginia, BA in the house. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, here we go.
Never run away. Said I would never run away from your side. Never run away.
I would never run away, yeah, girl. Almost didn't tell where I would be without you. I almost don't understand why. Difficult times, couldn't think about you, and I almost lost my mind. You have brought me to a place. You have brought me to another state of mind. I
never run away. Said I would never run away from your side. Never run away. Said I would never run away, yeah, girl.
never run away. Said I would never run away from your side. Never run away. Said I would never run away. Yeah.
Burning within me, the spirit has changed me, and being convinced that it is staying the same while the world is ashamed and struggling in here just to live. Oh, you have brought me. Yeah, 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 yeah. You have brought me to another state of mind.
I'd never run away. Said I would never run away from your side. Never run away. Said I would never run away. Yeah. Never run away. Said I would never run away from your side. Never run away. Said I would never run away. Yeah.
Say I will never run away. I'll never run away. Run away. I will never run away. I'll never run away. I'll never run away.
Say I will never run away. I'll never run away. I'll never run away. I would never run away from your side. Never run away. Said I would never run away. Yeah. Never run away. Said I would never run away from your side. Never run away. Said I would never run away. Yeah. Never run away. Said I would never run away from your side. Never run away. Said I would never run away, yeah. Never run away. Said I would never run away from your side. Never run away. Said I would never run away, yeah.
All right, Never Run Away again, LFC. Check him out. Connect with him there. Lyricist for Christ. Love it, love it, love it. I told y'all was going to like the vibe. Listen, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our third segment, Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. We're going to be chatting up with Pastor Jewel Veronica Allen. Listen, she's a highly sought-after speaker with her own unique, dynamic, and entertaining way of uplifting and motivating her audiences. She has a Bachelor of Science degree in Social Science, a Master of Science degree in Human Services Administration. She's the founder of Four Women Only. She's married, has a beautiful daughter, and we're going to be chatting up, hearing more about her organization, Four Women Only Incorporated. So don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back right after this quick commercial break.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers.
summer. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3G, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3G's will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3G's is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Z.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but certainly heard all across the World Wide Web. And we're excited to be moving right on into our third segment. Again, I've done the introduction, and we're excited. Jewel has been hanging out in the virtual green room, so I know she has enjoyed some virtual snacks while she's been in there. A big shout-out to all those that are tweeting and retweeting and commenting on Facebook. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much. So listen, we're bringing up to the mic right now Jewel, Veronica, Allen. Hello and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Charvette. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? I like the energy.
I'm doing well as well. It's so good to hear from you. So good to finally get to speak with you. I'm just so excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. So let's jump right on in. I want to hear about Four Women Only Incorporated. Tell us how you got started.
Okay, well, for Women Only, FWO is an adult women's organization birthed with desire to see women empowered, healed, safe, and set free. And I know you asked me, you know, how did FWO come about, but it was way back in 2006. The letters just kind of kept coming to me in dreams during, like, any given moment of the day, mostly, like, whenever I would think of me coming out of some situations. And basically one of the toughest seasons of my life, I was kept seeing and hearing FWO or For Women Only. And it wasn't until the end of 2006 when the resounding of the letters began, and I started to picture myself out of some of the situations I was dealing with before I was even set free of them. But little did I know, I would find myself totally free in 2007, which would begin the journey of FWO. And from there, it was like no turning back. In the acronym, the W for women, I believe it was because it wasn't just about me being set free. It's W-O-M-E-N, not A-N, because it had everything to do with all of us as women coming out of our situations, being set free, feeling safe and being healed and being delivered and fully being empowered. So that's kind of where it came from. And, you know, that mission statement about us being empowered, healed, safe, and set free was everything I believe that God had did for me concerning, you know, the situations I was facing in my life. And he healed me, he made me safe, he set me free, and I began to become transparent with other women about my situations, women who were basically struggling with some of the similar situations I was dealing with, and I just began to share. And then the desire became that they too could be empowered, healed, feel safe, and be set free also. So that's where kind of we all, this thing came about.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thinking about somebody else, trying to do something, not just for yourself, me, myself, and I, but really thinking broadly and globally.
Yeah.
For Women Only Incorporated, is it, do you meet? Is it an online network? How does it actually work?
Okay, basically, our organization, I can tell you this much, it's anything but ordinary. through our monthly sessions, we seek to provide the environment for women to feel like the admired women that they already are. We seek for them to feel appreciated and uplifted and encouraged to keep striving for success against all odds. So we have sessions that include but not limit to panel discussions, inspirational speaking and teaching, self-esteem building, goal setting, team building, group discussions, physical enhancement, health awareness, the list goes on and on. And we do tons and tons of charitable events and charitable work throughout the community as well here in Baltimore, Maryland, and in surrounding counties. We get out there to, you know, be very hands-on, to be very transparent. Our organization session titles are always different. It's never, you know, you come and you get the same thing. It's an experience.
Right.
It's not just I'm coming out to just hang out. No, it's definitely an experience, and that's one of the things that I love about the organization is that women leave feeling inspired. They come in. Even if you're not really dealing with anything, you come out, you know, feeling better than you was when you came in. You know, it's just about us loving on one another and truly being genuine about the experience.
Oh, I love that, and I love the variety of things that you are offering to this group. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to Tisha, I believe, who's listening from Facebook. Thank you so much. Tisha, thank you so much for listening in.
One of our beautiful members.
Yes, and so you have a different kind of theme, a different thing going on each month. What have been some of the reactions or experiences that have happened for some of the ladies who've been involved with For Women Only Incorporated?
Well, one of the things that I can tell you for sure is that to see the transformation, one of the things I'm really big on is not just going through your storms or trials, your situations, but it's indeed coming out on the other side of the go-through, if you understand what I'm saying. It's really about, you know, me making it on the other side and doing something about, you know, what I've just come through on the other side. Oftentimes we like to hear, you know, everybody's situation and everybody's story, but we don't often get to share in the, you know, the after the through. After I've come through, then what? And that's one of the things that I think inspires me the most about a lot of the women that come is that I get to see them on the other side of their go-through experience and where, you know, where they didn't have a job or couldn't make it, but now they're making it and they have a job, you know, where they didn't feel good about themselves and now they're walking, you know, never a day looking down, but their head held high, you know.
Yeah.
It's really truly about women seeing themselves on the other side of through that you just don't get to see yourself over there, but that you you have the opportunity to live that on the other side of over there. Oftentimes we can just see it. You get that tunnel vision, or you have a vision of you being set free. But I think what's beautiful about For Women Only is that we're living free. You know, we're living. It's
yeah.
not just something that we're sitting around talking about. It's something that we're indeed definitely living. And I think that that is powerful in itself because we're getting our roses now. You know, we're getting for ourselves. You know, we don't have to wait.
Yeah.
The situation doesn't have to get to a dead state in order for it to, you know, have to resurrect itself to be alive again. No, we're stepping up inside of some of the things that we're going through, and we're saying, hey, I'm taking this by storm, I'm taking it by force. And it's just beautiful to see people on the other side of where they never thought they would come out of. You know, I never thought I would come out of a lot of the things I've been through sickness, a divorce, bad situation, decisions and situations, you know,
yeah.
just so much low self-esteem for myself. And to hear myself speak on the other side of it is just amazing to me. And that has everything to do with the God that we serve, who is so great, so awesome, so mighty. I just love him so
goodness.
Much.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? I know that there are listeners that are listening in like, how can I be a part? Please tell me, For Women Only Incorporated. So you need to be in the Baltimore or Maryland area, right?
You don't have to be. We actually have people from different surrounding counties, PG County, D.C. We have people who are maybe some of our members from Virginia. We have people that actually drive into Baltimore. We're actually in the process of expanding on where we are as well. Some of our members have moved to different cities and different states, and we want to be able to be accessible there. So we're transitioning, but all you have to do is actually go to our website, which is www.f-w-o.org, and take a look around, read up on the information, see some snippets, and if it's something that you are encouraged to be a part of, you can sign up right then and there.
All right, there you go. And also for those that are listening, they are 501c3 nonprofit organizations. So
yes,
if you're looking for a place to donate and you're like, you're listening like, yeah, this is something I want to support, check them out. Now, listen, I want a T-shirt. I'm on the website, and I see a nice black T-shirt that says FWO Women Rock. I like that T-shirt.
You let me know, and I'll ship it right on out to you, Sharonda. Send me the size you want, and it's definitely yours. I'll get it right
All
out
right.
to you.
We're going to make that happen. So
yes.
I want to hear about the August event. This summer bash. Tell us about the August event y'all have going.
Now, this is actually one of our second annual fundraiser crafties. It's called the Live, Laugh, Love Crafties. See, that's one of our session titles, theme titles that we kind of throw out there. And we definitely spend the event living, laughing, and loving. It's for men and women. It's definitely a co-ed event, Saturday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m., and it's at the famous Jimmy's Seafood on Halliburton Avenue. It's going to be full of fun. We have a DJ. We have music. We also will be featuring some artists. We have Karan Jones, who is a neo-soul artist, spoken word by Chris Jones, and About My Father's Business will be performing as well. So we always, you know, try to provide the entertainment, a family environment, so you'll definitely have a great time. We absolutely sold out last year at this event, so I know definitely it's going to be amazing this year, and I just really can't wait. I really can't wait.
All right. Can't wait. Saturday, August 30th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You want to check it out. You want to check it out right there. All right. So,
yes.
Jewel, tell us, what do you see for the future for this organization? So you talked a little bit about how there's some members that have relocated, so perhaps having other branches in other areas. What's your long-term vision that you would love to see for Women Only Incorporated?
I see. Well, we basically already started the vision with there's the FWO Baltimore, and I know I have a few members that have relocated to Chicago, and me working with them to start the FWO Chicago. So I'm seeing FWO DC. I'm seeing FWO internationally. I'm seeing women from all over who we can collectively come together. And, you know, one of my long-term goals is in one place, under one sound, on one accord, sharing the love and the positivity by different conferences or by way of, you know, us being able to travel and come together and just show the love, you know, one to another, and it be indefinitely with no judgment, no side eye, no, you know, as women we go through so much with our feelings and our emotions, but being able to set aside every weight that so easily besets us and come together to lift each other up, to the highest of highs. I mean, I just really, when I come into women's presence, I want them to feel that they are just beautiful. Something I always tell women is stay beautiful. And when I say stay beautiful, it's more about staying true to you, you know, staying loved, staying appreciated, staying light, staying intelligent, staying smart, anything positive that you can think of. And that's truly what I mean when I say that. God has just been really good, Charvette. We're celebrating 7 years this year. So that's truly the number of completion. So
Woo,
I'm excited
wait a minute,
about
we got to give you a hand for that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's truly by God's grace, his favor, and his mercy. And we're walking into, you know, the number 8, new beginnings next year. So I'm excited about all that God is going to do, that he continues to do through us. You know, I'm just a vessel. That's all I am.
Yeah.
That's why I told you. You can just call me Jewel. I'm just Jewel because God, he is the showstopper. He is the showliner. He is
the headliner.
All that we do. He's the center of it all. And I always just like to make that known that it's, you know, it has nothing to do with us. We just surrender to say yes. God is truly the reason.
He is the reason. Listen, we actually have a couple callers that want to maybe ask you a question. We'll have time to take one. Caller ending in 4953. Caller ending in 4953. I'm bringing you up to the mic. Hi, you're live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Do you have a comment or question?
Hi, Pastor Jewel. This is Pamela Davis Cooper. I know you know who I am. I just wanted to say that I appreciate you. and all that you do to help women all over. I'm always hearing good things and reading good things about your ministry and what it does. And even though I have not been able to attend due to health issues, you have inspired me to continue on and to keep on. And I heard you say that this was the year, 7 years, and you said a year of completion. And I thought about it, and I read this. I don't know where I read it, but it said, and the angel, which I saw standing upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his head to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that there are in, and the sea, and the things where are there within, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophet. And it showed me, it spoke to me, that you know what? Even though that seven means completion, it's your beginning.
Amen.
It's,
I know
when
that's
God, it's when God is going to do some miraculous things for that ministry. And I pray that in that seven that I can come out to some of your meetings and the things that you give. I just pray that God continue to inspire you and to give you all that you need and some of the things you want. God bless you.
I love you so much more.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate
it. All right.
Thank you. And certainly what you poured out to her, we want that to come right back to you as well. Well, listen, we'll take one more caller, caller ending in 0002, caller ending in 0002. We are bringing you up live. You're on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Do you have a comment or question?
Hi, Jewel. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, beautiful?
Good. This is Tunisia. I actually have a comment and a question.
Okay.
The comment that I wanted to make was that what I love about FWO is that it's balanced. Why we are spiritual based, that Jewel is also for pushing academically and how to make us better in our own personal lives. But my question for Jewel is, how do you balance everything that you do? You're a mother now, you're a wife. You have to work at ministry. You have to keep up with the organization. How do you balance everything? Because I find that to be a struggle, to just try to keep things balanced.
Thank you, Sin. Love you, honey. Definitely, I balance everything by I am wearing a new hat. I just had my little one who will actually be a month on Friday. So the beautiful daughter you put up, Charvette, that is my stepdaughter, who is my daughter. But God just recently kept his promises and, you know, dropped this blessing on by, honey. And I'm so excited about it. But what we do to answer Tanisha's question is I try to bring, as far as with my family, my husband is one of my greatest supporters, and he comes alongside with me as I go alongside with him. It's kind of to balance everything, is to make sure that everything comes together, or everything comes on one accord with everything that I do, as far as ministry, being a mom, being an FWO, and making sure that I take time out for myself as well, as a woman first, and taking some time to love on me a little bit, but making sure that everything has its priority, and I set aside that time for that specific purpose and stick to it. Sometimes you have to give yourself a schedule. I know sometimes I tell the ladies this all the time, pull out that calendar, get that red marker, and try to stick to it, which will teach yourself some discipline in your scheduling and trying to make things work in your daily life. And having to add on this newest blessing to my life is definitely something I'm adjusting to, but it's just absolutely amazing. So we kind of do things together. My husband, he comes along with me, so the family piece is there, and he's there supporting me with school, with ministry, with the organization, and I absolutely could not do without him. And you may not have a husband, but to get a support system somewhere is absolutely important.
Well said, well answered. Thank you so much, callers. Y'all helped me interview today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And, Jewel, you know, we don't take calls all the time, but I wanted to take some today because sometimes, you know, people are crazy, so I don't want to derail the show. But the callers we had today were wonderful, so thank you so much for those listening in. And so you can see FWO is a place you want to check out, For Women Only Incorporated. Again, tell listeners all of the places they can connect with you online, Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You can definitely reach us on our website, which is f-w-o.org. You also can reach us on Facebook. We're there at FWO Baltimore. On Twitter, we're FWO_Baltimore. You can email us at info@f-w-o.org. And we can also be reached by phone at 443-379-4FWO, so 4396. 443-379-4396. And we also, Charvette, to any one of your listeners that goes to our guest book and just signs up on the guest book on the website, we'll give away one of our crafty tickets, or two free crafty tickets. I think they're looking at me saying two free tickets. So go to our website, let us know you're listening, and get some crafty tickets so you can come out and join us. And that's at f-w-o.org. Let us know you listened today on the Charvette Show, and you'll get some crafty tickets.
Wow. So let me make sure I'm clear, just in case listeners ask me, is this going to be a drawing of people that, or the first person that gets to the website?
The first person that gets there, we'll issue the ticket. That's what they're telling me.
All right. That's good. I want to make sure I have some clear instructions. All right. So there you have it, listeners, certainly in the Baltimore, Maryland, D.C., T.G. County, Suitland, Maryland, Fredericksburg,
yes,
Alexandria, oh, my goodness, Vienna, Virginia, all in that area. You want to jump on that. Well, I'm telling you what, today's show, we are out of time. It just went by so quick. But my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. Yes. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me is just the understanding that I'm just a vessel in this thing. And I think it's the understanding that I can't do anything without God. You know, I can't do anything without him. I tried it without him, and it just wasn't possible. It was impossible. So I think it's the understanding that I'm just a vessel, and as long as I throw my hands up and say yes, I'm okay with whatever comes along with it. He ain't going to give me more than I can bear, and that motivates me to keep pressing on and keep moving forward with everything that I face in my life.
Oh, wow. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we are so excited that we had an opportunity to feature you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And thank you for the gift giveaway. This is amazing for the first
you
listener
your shirt
that gets there.
That.
Oh, yes, I'll pay for it. I don't mind sowing the seed. Just tell me where, and I'll send you an email of the size I want. I was like, yes, I like that shirt right there. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Listeners, guess what? That wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Check back with us next week. Listen, we have wonderful shows lined up coming. We're taking out the year strong. I'm telling you what, we have fall shows lined up. We've got some great stuff lined up. Connect with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Also connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Certainly connect with me on charvette.com, my main website. And if you listen to the show from a mobile phone, download my free mobile app, Charvette. It's very simple and it's free. I'll see you guys later. Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.